Medicare official defends slim hike in reimbursements, says program must be cost-effective. Medicare Advantage remains a critical program, but must be cost-effective, a Medicare official said the day after the stock market reacted to news that reimbursement rates would remain flat for 2027. We continue to believe Medicare Advantage will and must play an important role in the future of Medicare, Chris Klomp, Director of Medicare and Deputy Administrator at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, said in a January 27th teleconference with Paragon Health Institute. We are focused on ensuring that it continues to provide excellent value to our beneficiaries, 68 million beneficiaries whom we're charged to serve. Beneficiaries receive the best possible experience when their care is both necessary and cost-effectively handled, Klomp said. CMS proposed a payment increase of 0.09%, which translates to more than $700 million in Medicare Advantage payments to plans for the 2027 calendar year, effective October 1, 2026. This increase was relatively flat compared with previous years. It was a 5.06% increase for the 2026 calendar year and a 3.7% increase for 2025. These proposed payment policies are about making sure Medicare Advantage works better for the people it serves, said CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz. Impact on insurers. Health insurers' stock prices fell the day after the announcement. Shares of United Health Group, the nation's leading Medicare Advantage provider, plummeted nearly 20% by market close on January 27. In its financial report released on January 27, United Health Group also revealed a sharp decline in earnings. The company's fourth quarter profit for 2025 plummeted to $10 million, a drop from the $5.5 billion recorded during the same period in 2024. For the full year of 2025, United Health reported a total profit of $12.1 billion, down from the $14.4 billion earned in 2024. Shares of Humana plunged 21%. United Health Group and Humana together account for nearly half of Medicare Advantage enrollees. Both CVS Health and Elevance Health experienced a nearly 17% decrease in stock price. Centene was down more than 11%, while Molina Healthcare was down 9%. Proposed changes. Medicare will also update the risk adjustment model, the formula used to determine how sick an insurance plan's members are and, therefore, how much the plan will be paid to provide care. One of the biggest changes in the risk adjustment model involves unlinked records. In the past, plans could sometimes report a diagnosis without linking it to a specific doctor's visit. Adding a diagnosis could increase the amount Medicare reimburses the insurer, even if no additional care is provided to the patient. Medicare has proposed a rule that will exclude diagnoses that are not tied to a specific doctor's visit or medical service. This modification is to ensure that program incentives better reward activities that actually improve beneficiary care and cost-effective, said Klomp. Medicare will realize about $7.12 billion in net savings by no longer considering unlinked diagnoses. The agency has also proposed no longer including diagnoses that come from audio-only appointments. By strengthening payment accuracy and modernizing risk adjustment, CMS is helping ensure beneficiaries continue to have affordable plan choices and reliable benefits, while protecting taxpayers from unnecessary spending that is not oriented towards addressing real health needs, Oz said in a statement. Recent claims. The changes come on the heels of a January 12th Senate report revealing that United Health Group has been using high-tech scanners and a team of specialists to capture profitable, extra diagnoses in beneficiaries to maximize federal payments. Senator Chuck Grassley said in a statement, "My investigation has shown United Health Group appears to be gaming the system and abusing the risk adjustment process to turn a steep profit. Taxpayers and patients deserve accurate, clear-cut, and fair risk adjustment processes." Another healthcare system, Kaiser Permanente, allegedly pressured doctors to add false diagnoses to patient records, boosting federal Medicare payments by about $1 billion over 9 years. Kaiser agreed in January to pay $556 million to resolve allegations without admitting wrongdoing. Klomp said that there has been a breach of trust in Medicare Advantage over the past several years. If you find that a beneficiary is sicker, you code something in a diagnosis. We want to see follow-on care that you help get that beneficiary healthier, he said. We do not want risk adjustment to be a source of competitive advantage. The Epoch Times requested comments from United Health Group and Kaiser Permanente on the CMS announcement, but none were received by time of publication.